I love first-time guests, especially with such a unique resume. A former California state senator, first woman to be the Democratic majority leader in the state. Now an author, the book's titled Just Not That Likeable, The Price All Women Pay for Gender Bias. You could follow her on Twitter. Use the handle at Gloria J. Romero. Gloria, really appreciate you finding some time to join us. How's life treating you and yours during these crazy times?
Well, thank you so much. It's good to be with you and your listeners, and I'm doing well, always ready to play ball.
You know, as I was preparing to speak with you, it hit me. And just curious as to your reaction, for whatever progress has been made and hopefully continues, American politics, American sports, could there be two more definitive institutions that represent the boys' club mentality more than those two?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, I think a lot behind it as to why we still elevate the notion that, you know, girls just don't aren't ready to rumble. But definitely, in the world of politics, in the world of sports, it's strategy. There are teamsmanship as well, and of course, when those fouls are called and those plays are made, they can have big implications for not only the team, but the host cities and everybody that supports them. So, good analogies, I think.
So being based in Southern California, of course, Super Bowl is going to be at the new SoFi Stadium. I know in L.A., if a sports team or event isn't up to standards, fans could move on to one of the other million teams, the beach, Hollywood. And Gloria, I know the Rose Bowl has hosted, but this is the first time it's been in L.A. since 1973. How big is the buzz down there for this upcoming Super Bowl?
People are very excited. You know, this has long been a football team. I remember way back having been a fan of the L.A. Rams with Roman Gabriel heading up the plays at that time. So people are excited. Of course, there's a bit of a damper with the whole COVID thing going on. People were worried that the Super Bowl would be taken out of L.A. Seems like that's not going to happen. Although we were told yesterday that folks have got to put on those masks. Now, quite frankly, when you get a stadium with a bunch of cheering fans, I really don't know how those masks are going to stay on. I think it's sort of a wink-wink to let people into the stadium, and then basically they will play ball in the stands themselves.
We're talking with Gloria Romero, and state senator, author, and I don't give away people's age, but we're peers, and I remember not only Roman Gabriel, but 1975 NFL Today on CBS, the breakthrough Phyllis George, the late Phyllis George, and a woman talking NFL football. And Gloria, I'll tell you, I'm from a family who, kind of sad to say, not very progressive, from North Jersey. So how important is it that we remember the kind of small-mindedness and in some ways the anger that Phyllis George sustained to break through and kind of kick open some of these doors?
Right. And remember, when Phyllis George broke through, I mean, she was sitting like with the likes of Jimmy the Greek Snyder.
Right.
So this was not exactly a very easy crowd to try to, you know, call plays with. But one of the reasons why I wrote the book that I did was to talk about, yes, the progress that has been made by women, but still those sort of invisible barriers that are still up, the glass ceilings that haven't been shattered. And even when women do get there, like a Phyllis George, then still sort of the malpractice towards the women, if I can say, the double standards, the stereotyping, you know, basically we just don't like to see strong women in authoritative positions. And we find it in politics. We've seen it in the world sports. We've seen it in corporate America. So that was one of the reasons why I wrote the book to begin with. And it's a fun read. I hope your readers pick it up. But I wanted to point out, as I write about women in the NFL and getting ready for the Super Bowl, yes, we have smashed some of those glass ceilings. Our names are not known. And there still is a long way to go. But Phyllis George absolutely was the first who joined CBS's The NFL Today as a co-host in basically a calling plays. We had not seen that before. It was unheard of.
And soon after that, Leslie Visser, just fantastic, the first to cover an NFL beat, worked for the Boston Globe. We go on to NBA Finals, Final Four, horse racing. She's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, even Troy Aikman mentioned her in his acceptance speech. So what comes to mind when you think about a unique, versatile talent like Leslie Visser?
I just think, you know, the stamina, the dedication, the belief, you know, that we can and we should do this. You know, the belief that, you know, in any type of a sport, you play well, you follow the rules, you look out for your teammates. And I think that's largely some of the attributes that we can ascribe to that fabulous original Boston Globe reporter. So I think it is important to think about this. You know, when we think about women in sports, of course, we probably all saw the movie, you know, There's No Crying in Baseball. I can't remember the title. A League of Their Own.
Right.
And we know about women in baseball only because of, you know, the Tom Hanks movie back then. But we don't know a lot about women in other sports. Tennis, yes, women have made great strides. You know, the Williams sisters, we absolutely know. But in football even, and even though there are no women who have played actually on an NFL team, certainly little by little, you know, women are making advancements, no longer just being on the sidelines cheering the men on as they go on to victory or defeat. But the names, you know, the women calling the shots, even, of course, too, more women officiating at games. So women are making strides, and I suspect sooner or later we may well see a woman actually on the field playing one day wearing one of those jerseys.
You know, this past season, there was another big breakthrough. Opening day, Jets at Carolina, Maya Shaka, you alluded to it, first woman to officiate an NFL game as a line judge. Well, it was the Jets, so I don't know technically if it was pro football, but either way, how important of a moment is that, Gloria?
It's very inspirational, and so I think it was important to see her, Sean Ochuli as well. I was disappointed when I saw the list, though, of the 2022 refs for the Super Bowl. I was hoping that we would see a Maya Shaka or one of the others, but I didn't see a woman on that list. So baby's still going to sit on the corner on the sidelines at Super Bowl. But I'm hoping that, you know, we will get the message and take our proper places, earn our spots, officiating, not just calling the shots on TV as well.
Yeah, when I'm rooting for my team or I have a bet, I could curse out the women just as much as the men. I have no problem either way. couple final thoughts for Gloria Romero. And on the final day of the 1987 season, it was a game between the Seahawks and Chiefs, Arrowhead Stadium. Gail Searins became the first woman to call an NFL game. A lot of people think it was Gail Gardner. She was actually the first to call an MLB game. But working the sidelines, covering a beat is one thing, but lead play-by-play, what have you learned about Gail and the kind of impactful career she had?
Always, whenever you have the first, it's a trailblazer. It's somebody who really has had to, I would say, have to have jumped through double hoops. Because when you're a first, and I'm going to say when you're a woman, you've had to not just be good, you have to be great. You have to make sure that there are essentially no skeletons in the closet to get where you are. So I think it's really the stamina, the poise, the courage, and I think, too, the confidence. Because 1987, even though that's probably like just yesterday in our lives, it's been light years in terms of what we have seen politically, culturally in this society. And actually, 1987, that was even 2 years before a historic U.S. Supreme Court ruling that basically told employers around the country that you cannot discriminate. It is illegal to discriminate against a woman getting into a profession or being promoted on the basis of gender stereotypes. And I write about that in the book. So 1987 might seem like yesterday, but it was yesteryear when we talk about advancing the law in terms of just providing a level opportunity, a level playing field for women to do what women can do and just be being given the opportunity.
And also another woman you wrote about, Sarah Thomas, first full-time NFL official, hired just prior to 2015. She also the first to do a college bowl game, the first referee in a Big Ten stadium. Last year, as Tampa beat the Chiefs, you alluded to it earlier, the first to officiate a Super Bowl. So fair to say she's kind of made a bit of a career seeing doors that are closed and kind of kicking them in.
Absolutely. So if Tom Hanks is listening, you know, maybe he might want to come out and let's get the team back together. No crying in football. And these women certainly have stood and stood proud. And as a woman, I'm excited to see the progress that has been made by women in the game. We're ready to play and we've done a great job.
Okay, so in closing, I mentioned some of the specifics, but obviously I can't cover everything that was in the book in a 12-minute conversation. So let us know, beyond these individual women, when people pick up a copy of your book, Just Not That Likeable, The Price All Women Pay for Gender Bias, what could they expect?
They can expect a fun read, but a read that basically is based on the research that shows that when women are in positions of authority, that society still ascribes very different characteristics. Men can be assertive, but women are labeled as abrasive. And this is basically something that we see internationally. It's something that we urge that, look, we've got to make a change, make it level for all women to pay to play fairly, because if not, we just don't have a very strong economic workforce. So I urge people, go to Amazon.com or your favorite bookstore and order the book. Let's get some of these stereotypes changed.
Yep, we've got a Barnes & Noble right in our backyard here. Folks, she's Gloria Romero, incredible resume of accomplishment from a California state senator. She's been a professor. Again, the book, Just Not That Likeable, The Price All Women Pay for Gender Bias. Gloria, really enjoyed speaking with you, hoping you and yours are safe, healthy, and sane, and thank you so, so much for taking some time to join us.
Thank you. Thank you to your listeners.
All right. Take care.